Winter is here, and if your furnace isn't keeping up, don't worry. Care Heating and Cooling has you covered. Our expert technicians are paid to fix your furnace, not sell you a new one. That means when Care shows up, we're there to solve the problem, not to push a sale. With 30 years of award-winning, trusted service, you can count on Care to keep your home warm and comfortable. Call Care Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or schedule an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Thanks for tuning in to our bonus episode preview. This is just a short sample of this week's exclusive Patreon episode. You can hear the episode in its entirety by becoming a member at patreon.com/indoctrination, where you'll gain access to all of our exclusive episodes and merchandise. Hello, everyone. Today, for this bonus episode, I want to be able to talk to you about something that my clients bring up quite a bit and other people bring up in this realm, in this field, this idea of cult hopping, where people get involved in one group and then another group. Sometimes it happens because they learn after they're involved in a particular cultic group that if something happens that looks similar to that, like it's a similar belief system or people are dressed in a similar way, well, that alerts people to know, this could be a cult just like the cult I was in. But if it exists in a different way, a different kind of format, has a different appearance, a different kind of theology, philosophy, group dynamics, that somehow it's safe. And it's not necessarily. It's important to be looking for other traits and other similarities. It's also true that some people will say that after they got out of a cult, they got into a relationship with a narcissist or vice versa. They started either being raised by narcissistic parents or by being in a relationship with a narcissist, and then they got involved in a cult, and then they feel like they've been sort of cult hopping their whole lives because they have this sense of how they're supposed to behave in those kinds of relationships, that they're supposed to be deferential, they're supposed to be subservient, they're supposed to be people-pleasing, they're supposed to go along with things, they are supposed to be the helpers and not speak up. There's so much about it where people just say, oh, here I am again, without realizing that they were in a similar situation, until sometimes it feels like it's too late. And then by the time that happens, people feel really down on themselves and they think, how am I ever going to turn this around? How am I going to be able to find myself in something that's healthier? Because I can't seem to trust myself. I go along with things. I buy into ideas, or I seem to be either drawn to people who have controlling personalities or they're drawn to me. But I want to be able to talk more about it so that there's more of an understanding about what this is and why this happens. So I am really finding it interesting to notice with people these sort of subtle similarities between certain personalities, certain cult groups. And I think there is this idea too that if for some people they're kind of conflict averse, they might find it more comfortable to be the person who goes along with things, to not really kind of push their autonomy, their decision-making, and they'd rather other people be happy around them without causing any kind of tension. Like people who are people-pleasers will think that by speaking up, they are the ones who are causing problems. And abusers, narcissistic personalities are more than happy to have you take responsibility for that, that yes, they can treat you any way they want, but if you have a hard time with it and you speak up about it, yes, you suddenly are now the troublemaker. So what is cult hopping? It's a pattern of moving from one high control environment to another without realizing the similarities.